A beautiful spirit. This is the thought for today from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. A beautiful spirit. Each of us has a beautiful spirit. Each of us has a spirit that is filled with joy and happiness and harmony and peace and love and so forth. And actually, that's not true. You don't have a beautiful spirit at all. None of us has a beautiful spirit. We live in the consciousness of who we are. And if a beautiful spirit is all that we are, then that's our limitation. What is our reality? Is our reality a beautiful spirit, or is our reality the allness, the infiniteness? I would like to have you consider with me for a minute the thought of what it means to be a beautiful spirit. You look at a dog, and the dog looks at his master and says, "That's a beautiful spirit." The master, however, may be a bank robber, but he's still a beautiful spirit. The dog does not see the outer experiences of another being, his master. He only sees the master's love consciousness. He sees confusion in the master when he's running from the law or he's doing something of that nature, but he will stand by the master and protect him against all oncomers if anyone else doesn't see him as beautiful as the dog sees him. Of course, this is not the way we want to think of ourselves as a beautiful spirit. A beautiful spirit is something that reveals itself in a very special and a very, very marvelous way. However, are you a beautiful spirit? Am I a beautiful spirit? Are we revealing ourselves in some special, marvelous way? Are we revealing our life in some divine purpose? You see, the very term beautiful cannot be applied to spirit. Spirit is beyond beauty. Spirit is beyond definition. Spirit is beyond any human attitude we could ever relate to it. We say, well, we're human beings and we have a spirit. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Your spirit, as we might define it, is your divine self. Your spirit is your God self, your real self, your total self, if we can say that. But now, what does that mean? What does it mean that spirit is the all? Well, what it means is, if spirit is all, and we define it that way, if spirit is all, then it cannot be the finite. Spirit cannot be conceived of as being beautiful or being not beautiful, because it has no human characteristics about it. It exists regardless of human characteristics. Now, we like to say, well, he has a good spirit, or he's a happy spirit. Well, we're misusing the word. We should say he is a happy fellow. He has a good attitude toward life. But when we are talking about spirit, we should talk about spirit. Now, I can understand why the Old Testament, until the New Testament virtually was born, but the Old Testament never had a word for God in the Old Testament. I am that I am has sent thee. I am. I mean, they give many ideas for the infinite, the creator, the allness. You know, all these things are beautiful, but never would they say the name of God. And perhaps that's the same reason that the Egyptians never would had a color, the name blue for a color, because it was so all persuasive, it was so all encompassing. Blue was everywhere, in the sky and the air and the water. Blue was predominant. Now, we are thinking that spirit is beautiful. And whenever we think spirit is beautiful, that's a noble, joyful, happy thought to think. It makes people happy to think of spirit being beautiful. But it's far from that. It has no capacity to be beautiful. Spirit has no capacity to be understood. Spirit has no capacity to be revealed. Can you imagine that? No capacity to be revealed. If Spirit has no capacity to be revealed, then how would we ever know about Spirit? How would we ever know Spirit at all if it has no capacity to be revealed? Well, we don't. We don't. How do you know about God? You don't. You think God is your highest and your best thoughts, but you have no idea what God is. You have no idea whether God is beautiful or bad. And there are people who want to say that God is bad, that he's the thunderbolts being thrown down on man. And whenever anything bad happens to man, God made that happen to him because man has not been a good person. You don't know what God is. God is beyond all human concepts. God is beyond all human understanding. Not that we cannot live in the awareness of God, but if we ever conceive of God as being a limited concept, then we haven't a vague idea what God is all about. Because as Spirit transcends all human attitudes, all human thinking, so God transcends all that is human. So the word life transcends all. Life is not what you are living as a living human being. Life is livingness. It goes far beyond that spark that we show and our ability to walk around and do things. And if that were true, that that's life, then how come some people would be expressing life one way and others would be expressing it another way? You see, when you express life, you express all of it. When you express God, you express all of it. When you express Spirit, you express all of it. And when you express all of it, there's no room to be human. There's no room to live in the relative frame of reference. You just step beyond that and never return to it. You have no desire to go back. As I define spiritual healing is as though it had never happened, and it shouldn't be as though. It never happened. The illness never happened. Your mind is blank. Everybody else's mind is blank of that ever having been. We have it's not the capacity to understand how many things our minds are blank about. Experiences that came along in life, like illnesses and things like that, and then all of a sudden the spiritual healing takes place, bunk, and it never happened. And you just don't know that it ever was. And because you don't know that it ever was, you cannot conceive that it could never happen. And I think that's a very charming attitude to look at. If we could think in that absolute concept, it's a fun thing to think about, because then you begin to think, all this is mucknix, it makes no difference. All this that we're doing about here in this life is really of no consequence. And so what is the consequence of being a human being? The consequence of being a human being is to be yourself and have fun. Yes. It is not a matter of thinking what is the infinite allness, the God, the Spirit, the life, all these things. Those are great to contemplate, but you will never know what they are, because the moment you know what they are, you're not in your relative frame of reference to understand that you didn't know. And so, you see, we play the fun game. We play the fun game of just pretend, act as if, and so forth. And the day will come, it'll come, when we wake up and we say, hey, I'm everything. Being God is not such a big deal, and not being God is not such a big deal. But being God and thinking that you're not God, that's quite a deal. Because then you always anticipate. Then you're always anticipating. You're always looking forward to the possibility of being God, never realizing that you were God all the time. And your anticipation of something never comes to pass, because you always were, and you never will be, not God. You always are God, and all of God. So our anticipation comes in the expectation of what we think we're going to be. Now, would you like to be God? No. You say, oh, yeah. You're pulling my leg. You don't want to be God. You have no idea what God is. You think you know. But everything you know about God means that you will not be a relative being. If you are a relative being, you are not aware that you're God. If you're God, you're not aware that you're a relative being. So, we like being relative beings. We think it's kind of fun. We don't want to give up this body when it's time to lay it down, when we have misused it so long and given it such a hard time, and the body wants to take a rest. Not the body wants to take a rest. We want to move on unencumbered by this form that we've had. And we don't like to die. We don't want to die. We don't want to give up. We want to keep on living. We want to say, hey, I'll live to be 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 years old. Wouldn't it be great? Well, yes, it would be great if you had a nice car to drive around in those 1,000,000 years. If you're going to have a Jaguar and you can't afford to have a mechanic take care of it, then you better learn how to take care of it yourself. Because otherwise, you're going to be sitting with that Jag in your garage never going anyplace with it. Or do you want a motorcycle, or just a Jeep, or what would you like? Would you like something you can depend on to drive through life? This is your body. Why do you think Dorothea likes her Jeep so much? It represents what she thinks she is. A spring chicken. Chasing around here and there and having a ball. Some people think that they're driving their Cadillacs or their Bentleys or Maserati and various other cars, and they think, oh, aren't I great, you know. And the rest of the world looks at, what is that car? It looks nice, but, you know, what is it, you know. Because they're not familiar with that car. They're not familiar. That's not their Ford or their Chevy. That's not their common car. Or nowadays it's Nissan and Toyota. But it's not their common car. But the common car is what we see all about us all the time. And people give it up and take on new ones just with a drop of a hat because it's fun. Now, are you ready for such a thing? Do you have a beautiful spirit? If you have a beautiful spirit, you have no qualms about moving into another dimension, moving into another experience, having another life experience. Why should you? Life is fun. And you are here on this earth to have fun and be yourself and just have a ball. You are not here to search out your spiritual reality. Well, Herb, that's a new trick. What's the use of the University of Healing if Church of God Unlimited, if that's the case? The University of Healing and the Church of God Unlimited teach you one thing. Can any of you tell me what it is?
To be myself and have fun.
To be myself and have fun. Now, where is the big deal about searching for your spiritual pathway there? No place. When you are yourself and you are having fun, then you're being your spiritual reality, because you are not tied to anything, you're not possessed by anything. You're not judging anything. You're just living in a beautiful state of consciousness. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, get off of it. Oh, I'm on my spiritual path. I am going to church. I am dressing up so that when God sees me, God will say, this person is a good person. He's all dressed up. See that pretty hat he has on? See that those pretty shoes she's got, you know? Isn't that wonderful? Probably vice versa. But so what? Do you think that a God who would be pleased with your beautiful clothing would be the type of God you'd want to be running your world. I like the principle. I like the law. I like the concept of a God that is immutable, untouchable, undividable, a God that is absolute. I like that. Now, so, it's raining outside and we have the sprinklers turned on. But naturally, that's just the way life is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The sprinklers run whenever it is. If it's snowing, the sprinklers run. If it's raining, the sprinklers run. We just love sending water into the atmosphere so that it can come down again as rain. But it's a game. It's fun. And it's beautiful. Now, that's beautiful. And that's what we're all about. So, a beautiful spirit. Didn't think I was going to strike at it from that point of view, did you? But stop and think. Stop and think. Where is it you're going? If you want beautiful cars, you can get yourself a good job and buy them. If you want beautiful cars, you can take the time and your consciousness and create them mentally for yourself. If you want perfect health, you can be rich and go to the doctor and have the doctor chop you up. If you want to be healthy, you can go to your mind and say, I'm whole and perfect, and you'll be whole and perfect. Now, which technique you want to use? We teach the tech. We're not against the other techniques, my goodness, no. We're not against working for a living. We're not against going to the doctor and letting him do his genius on you. We're not against that. But we are in favor of being yourself, having fun, speaking your word, demonstrating in your life who and what you are. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be nice? It is nice. I'm editing the chapters of The Art and Science of Wholeness. And as I'm editing these chapters, I keep wanting to put first person in there. Keep putting the is instead of was and things like that. And it'll make a little shift here and there, but basically it's what everyone is ready for who comes to our programs now. Because when the books were written, people came to us, they were on the very bottom rung of awareness. And now everyone who comes to us is on the top rung of awareness. Well, you have a lovely day.
A rainy day.
A rainy day here in California, which is rare and lovely. And this beautiful tree here, it says it must be spring, and yet it's only February, and it's blooming and bustling with leaves and lovely. You know, we do have a very wonderful world. Yes. We do have a very beautiful world and a very human world. I love you. I love you. I love you.
That was the Tribune, the San Diego Tribune.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, we are not...